Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. So, dear Scott, coming up with the posh Radio 4 actual lady. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. And bang on the table a bit more. So, Cal Surprise, my friend Chris is here again. Hi. Chris.
All right.
Yeah. Still nothing on the job front. And Becky's here. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, quite a normal one today. I like that.
Well.
Chris has done something for the very first time today, and he wants to share it with us. Would you...
share it with the group.
Would you like to guess what it is, Becky?
His own washing.
Oh.
No, wrong.
Rude.
Anyone?
But true. What else could he have done? Seen an 18 film.
Well, I'm 23, Becky.
Okay, I didn't know.
Okay. What was the thing you did for the first time today?
Well, I'm new to this. I went and had sushi.
Oh, you've changed. London now. You used to be from Pinner and all normal, and now look, you're in that London's busy West End having sushi going round on a conveyor belt.
Wasn't my choice. But okay. I promised her that I'd take her for some lunch. I ended up in a sushi bar.
I promised her.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Gemma upstairs.
Oh, right.
What are your problems with it?
It's a stressful place, isn't it? Everything's moving, for one.
But it doesn't move in every single sushi place.
Oh, right.
That's just a particular branch of one of the sushi places where it all goes kind of round on a conveyor belt.
But it's frustrating because as soon as you see something you like and then look at the menu to see the price, it's gone.
You don't see it again.
No, but I like it that he's checking the prices. You're a man after my own heart. You see, I just look and see if I liked it and then see what it was in the menu, but you're checking the price.
You've got more money than sense then.
I'm saying you're the same as me. Check how much it costs before you commit to taking it off the conveyor.
But once you check the price, it's gone.
It's gone past.
The conveyor is going fast and then someone takes it off, you never see it again. You really wanted the eel.
Yeah. Oh god.
Eel.
That was awful.
Eel. The eel. He had eel.
I was assured the eel was very nice. It's not.
What does it taste of? Chicken?
Someone said it would, but then I put it in my mouth expecting to taste chicken, and that was not the case.
No. How much did you pay for that?
It was a lot.
Yeah.
About 25 quid.
Oh.
What?
I paid for it, I'm a gent.
But he said that lovely Gemma only had some green beans, so that you must have had 21 quid's worth and she had like one little dish.
No, I was really disgusted that I had to pay £4 for green beans, but
Welcome to London.
Welcome. Yeah. And welcome to sushi. Was she having edamame for lunch?
Edamame?
Yeah, that's what they're called, them green beans.
They are literally green beans.
Yeah. Were they the ones that just pop and the little stuff comes out? Yeah, that's them.
Edamame.
She's changed as well.
Yeah,
she's from Essex and she eats edamame now.
I'm not sure about sushi. Really not.
Right. It's 4:21. I went out for something to eat last night, actually, with my flatmate, the comedian. He doesn't like being called that anymore. But he
Does he stop being funny?
No. He's bored of that name. It's like so old now. Do you accidentally overhear other people's conversations in restaurants and pubs?
This isn't an accident, is it? I personally choose to listen to them and find them really interesting, shouldn't.
Some people are loud. There's one thing I don't understand. One, why are you saying this so loudly? And two, you know couples that you see that are really miserable? It's like, why have you come out just to argue? Why are you doing this in a public place? Do it in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, but then equally, Becky listens in on purpose. Right, so I assume when she's out with her boyfriend, as a couple, they're not actually talking, they're just listening in to other people.
Yeah, it's amazing. Problems,
right? I've seen you do that.
But why go out and create your own entertainment when you can just listen to other people?
I've seen you before when we've been out and you've been like, your eyes go, listen, listen.
I think I'm being really subtle, but I'm blatantly not.
It's really sad.
So me and my flatmate were in this pub having some food last night, and this girl was quite a loud voice. Was saying that when she goes out on a night out, she wears two Wonder Bras instead of one to make her boobs look extra good.
How's that work?
I don't know.
I don't think it works like that. I don't think two you get double.
Well, she was saying
a bit uncomfortable, maybe slightly itchy.
And then she was saying how much she likes to see the look on a guy's face when she reveals it. A special two Wonder Bra trick.
Yeah,
but it would look like
she's just got two bras on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What? Anything have you overheard anything accidentally recently?
I heard two girls on a train the other day. Right, talking about a bloke that one of them was going to split up with for having a long neck.
How did they not realise that before?
Well, apparently on the first date he was wearing a scarf.
Got any good ones? You must have.
I've
you're the master.
Many to even mention.
There must be one that sticks out recently. No.
No.
You've got loads.
I know, but I can't because I do it so often. It's not like
this is like an everyday occurrence for you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I am loving this overheard conversations thing. If you've got any, text me, 81199. One that doesn't speak, just come up with an ace one. He heard a couple on the London Underground the other day having an argument. Now, you can't help but listen into that because on the London Underground, absolutely nobody speaks to each other. Like, if it was in another city, people would chat. But London's a very different place. As we found out the other day when we were trying to, you know, get Home and Away going, the sing-along on the bus, no one was up for it. If we'd done that anywhere else, it would have been fine. Anyway, so you couldn't help but hear. It's a shame he can't tell you himself, but he can't. He doesn't speak.
It was very complicated when he had to type it out to explain, because we didn't... The whole point of the argument is how something's pronounced, so it's quite difficult.
So this man and this lady having a full-on argument about whether it is pronounced moustache or moustache. Like, a proper argument on public transport when everyone listens in because no one else is talking. And they wouldn't let it go. It's moustache, you idiot. I think you'll find it's moustache. And on it went. And now loads of people are going to text in telling us which one it is.
Which one do you think it is?
I don't care. It's their argument.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Becky's here.
Iranu.
What?
That's the other one, isn't it? I did Uvavu a few weeks back, so I thought I'd shake it up a bit.
And my mate Chris is here.
Hello.
Now, what's this about you having a new pen pal?
Well, it sort of happened a bit out of the blue, to be honest. I got this email from a lovely girl, and it just sort of went off from there, really.
Has it escalated out of control?
Yeah, it's all gone a bit weird. You'll hear what I mean when you hear these emails.
Okay. Now, what we've done here is I've got your emails, and we've reconstructed them with the posh Radio 4 lady being the girl who emailed you, and playing you is the voice of the posh Radio 4 man.
Wow. What an honour.
All right, so should we have a listen then? The first one, she sent one first, didn't she?
Yes, she did, yeah.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Hello. Please find some time to read this mail, and you would not regret about it. I guess you are also seeking serious relations, right?
Hey, at what point have you...
When did you...
Are you sure this is meant for you?
I wasn't sure, actually, when I first got it, no.
She doesn't say, Dear Chris or Hi Chris, does
no,
she?
No, she doesn't.
She's quite generic.
It was an old email account as well that I just happened to be checking.
That is why I decided to write to you. I am Rimmer.
Oh, right. That's a nice name. And what's Rimmer got to say for herself next?
I have no boyfriend. That is what I want to change everything now.
Oh, Rimmer really wants a man.
Yeah.
I am looking a man who will understand and help me. I want to open my heart and soul in a full way.
Ooh.
If you want to know me better, please reply.
I did think she was a bit of a nutter at this point.
Yeah.
I will answer your letter and send you pics. I am waiting for your mail to start our long and interesting conversation. Yours, Rimmer.
Yeah, so I mean, I just assumed she's got completely the wrong person here because I don't know anyone called Rimmer.
No.
And I'd never heard of her before.
Well, why did you reply then?
Well, I just thought it's courteous to send a quick reply to say, look, I think you've got the wrong...
Do you know what? Actually, that's true, because when I accidentally dialed Dale Winton and said, hi, meet me outside Boots at 3 o'clock, hope to see you there...
So you left a message for Dale?
Yeah, on his generic answer phone. I didn't realise... well, maybe I did realise it was him, but maybe I was pretending that I was trying to get in touch with someone else to see the outcome. So I just said, hi, Claire, meet you outside. And then he rang... Bless him. To be fair to him, he rang back and left a message on my phone saying,
hello,
hi, Bex.
Hello.
I'm not Claire. I'm not going to be meeting you outside the pharmacy at 3 o'clock.
That's a nice thing to do.
So don't be waiting. And do you know what? I was really surprised, and from then on I felt really guilty.
Did you keep it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So you're just being polite?
Yeah.
Yeah, just so she knows, because she sounds like a nice enough girl, bit weird, but I thought she should know that she's got the wrong person.
So here's your reply.
Hello. I think I may have sent this to the wrong person. Love, Chris.
I love the new Posh Radio 4 man.
He's amazing, isn't he?
What a geezer.
Hello.
Sounds just like me.
Okay, so once you've sent that, you got a reply back from Rimmer.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Hello, my new friend. Thank you for what you have not left without attention to my letter. Frankly, I'm a bit worried and thought you did not answer. But now I see your answer and a smile on my face.
Oh, God.
All I did was tell her she got the wrong person.
Hello. I think I may have sent this to the wrong person.
Yeah, but she's really pleased to receive it.
I am glad that we can learn each other closer. In order for our relationship to continue, I would like to tell you more detailed story about me.
Oh, God.
As you already know, my name is Rimmer. I am 29 years old. My height, 170 centimetres. My weight, 55 kilograms.
Why is that relevant?
I don't know.
It's good to know, though.
I was born in one of the most interesting countries in the world, under the name Armenia.
Oh, right, she's from Armenia.
Yeah, I've never been there, have you?
So you don't ever remember meeting a Rimmer from Armenia? No. You'd remember that, wouldn't
Not
you?
Not off the top of my head, no.
You'd remember that.
I believe that the main component of Armenia are people who reside here. The main distinguishing trait is honesty.
So she's honest, that's good.
Yeah, really good.
That's what you look for in a girl.
Do you know what? I'm pleased she's honest because I thought that she might be one of those scammers that that's just emails people out of the blue.
I did sort of think that.
No.
Do you know what? Now she said she's honest, she's obviously not.
Lies and treachery always strongly penalised.
See?
In Armenia.
Yeah. She does sound like an honest girl, though.
Well, she's made that very clear.
People never abandon each other in trouble.
Oh,
always ready to help in difficult minute.
A lot of detail about the honesty
I
now.
I think she might be on some sort of rebound.
The main motto, one for all and all for one.
I like that.
After school, I enrolled in university of specialty accountant.
Ooh, money girl.
Accountant.
Really?
She'll spend all your money wisely, Chris.
After university, I was faced with finding work. It turns out that it is very difficult to find work for young people in our country.
Oh.
And easier to email English men who might send you some cash through the post.
Yeah, but I feel her pain. I'm having difficulties getting a job as well.
Well, she's picked the wrong one, hasn't she?
Yeah, she really
she's
has.
She's gone to completely the wrong one.
That's rude.
My friend, you probably think, why am I writing to you?
I did think that, yeah.
I have no love. I looking for the man who could truly love and respect me. I want to find a man who could be trusted at all. I want to find the person with whom I can share the joy and sorrow. My friend, perhaps it was you.
Chris, she's blatantly a scammer.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, my God. I get these emails all the time.
I don't.
Please tell me story about you. I look forward to your new email me. Your new friend from the country of the sun, Rimmer.
So that was the communication that you got from Rimmer, from Armenia, the country of the sun.
Sounds a lovely place, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you decided to write back.
I did, yes, of course. Well, she said she was curious about
Why?
Me. I've got a lot of time on my hands
yes,
at the moment,
you have.
Right?
You've also got a girlfriend.
Yes.
So...
I don't think it's such a bad thing that I replied, to be honest. I was curious. You know me, I'm a nice guy.
Right. As we're about to hear.
Hello, Rimmer.
Does sound like you.
Hello, Rimmer. Thanks a lot for the prompt reply. I'm pleased that my last email put a smile on your face.
Where did you find him, Becky? He's brilliant.
He's amazing. Do you know what, Chris? Did you... I think you put a question mark at the end of that one, did you?
I might have done by...
Because it sounds accident. Like it. Play it again, Scott.
Thanks a lot for the prompt reply. I'm pleased that my last email put a smile on your face.
You know it did.
I did, yeah.
I find it amazing that I'm your first internet acquaintance, but fate must have brought us here. Your extremely detailed story about you was very interesting. We definitely have loads in common.
Do you not think?
What, that you grew up in Armenia and that you
had
the
no,
one...
the honesty
thing. Have you got
the
same motto?
I would say that's a good motto to live your life by, yeah.
It feels like a one-in-a-million chance that we should now be talking like this, but, like you, I'm a romantic.
But, like you, I'm a romantic.
This is so sweet.
It's trying to charm her.
S Club 7 once sang a song called Two in a Million. Have you heard it? It reminds me of you. I hope you don't mind the clear age gap between us. I'm 23 and you're 29. But I'm very mature for my age. Is that okay?
Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Well, still, you still live with your mum and dad.
Oh,
you're an adult baby.
No, I'm... oh, for God's sake.
You seem like a very well brought up lady. And I'm particularly pleased to read how lies and treachery are strongly penalised in Armenia. You seem to be a very trustworthy lady. I'm a lucky guy. Smiley.
Did you really write this?
I love his replies.
Yeah.
We have so much in common. I also share the very same motto. All for one and one for all.
Nice one, Chris. Yep.
I didn't have you down as a Three Musketeers fan. I can be your D'Artagnan, if you like.
Right, now you're just blatantly flirting with her.
I thought it was D'Artagnan, isn't it?
He didn't really think it was D'Artagnan.
Yeah. Who's D'Artagnan?
It's the real one.
Yeah. I also went to university, although I didn't study much. It was a right laugh. I'm sure university for you was a non-stop party too. And your accountancy skills now mean you are a successful businesswoman. Congratulations.
I like the congratulations. What do you think, Becky? Big Trev reading this in Macclesfield. What's he thinking right now?
What do you mean, Big Trev?
Well, the scammer. It's not... Sorry, Chris. I don't mean to... I'm going to break this to you. No, I'm not even going to break it to you gently. You obviously liked being scammed, and it's some guy called Trev who's trying to get some money out of you.
You don't know
and
that.
And he's having to sit there and read through all this guff about being romantic and all that, and he's just...
It's going quite well, though. I think Big Trev's thinking he's going to get his cheque anytime soon.
I also understand how hard it is to get a job in the current economic climate. But stick with it. You have great IT skills.
You sound like her boss.
It's great that you want to know so much about me, but it feels like we've been friends for years. We really are two in a million. But you're my number one. Another S Club classic.
See, I knew that. Thousands wouldn't.
Yeah.
Really hope to hear from you soon, Chris.
And the good news is that Rimmer has actually replied again to Chris. Find out what she said after 5 o'clock on this show. This is exciting. This could be like the new Trapped in the Closet. This could replace R. Kelly. And also, with these, it is blatantly a spam, so please don't reply. They are scamming you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Sophie's been on saying, Mills, I would love it if actual Rimmer turned up at Radio 1, and it turns out she really is just a lonely accountant from Armenia with a penchant for men who love S Club. You'll be eating your words, Mills.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Thursday on this show is where we read out the stuff that you've been saying this week, and it can be literally anything. The Posh Radio 4 lady reads it out. This is her being posh and off Radio 4, not Armenian, by the way. Don't confuse her with Rimmer. All right? Here's the first one we got from you this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, TOTDS, and Chris, who I hope is to become the new Chappers, only slightly less grumpy. George, now thanks to you, I have managed to call nearly everyone in my life an epic plum, including both my boss and my physics teacher. Much love, Emma off of Christchurch, New Zealand, XX.
The word has spread to New Zealand, the epic plum news.
This was brilliant. This was the most amazing insult ever. How old is George? Like
George
12?
George texted last week and I said something wrong and I got called an epic plum by a 12-year-old. But it is a brilliant phrase. You epic plum.
It was just the way he typed it as well. That was all it said in the text.
Yeah. George, age 12, you epic plum, Mills.
Love him.
So,
Now it's gone worldwide.
It's gone worldwide, baby. We're taking it global.
Have you had been called that any other times during the week?
No, but feel free to call me it.
Okay.
You epic plum.
Cheers, Chris.
Well, I'll wait until... Well, yeah, you are an epic plum.
It is good, isn't it?
It is good.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and PR4L. She's Gert Lush. I'm a female tuba player. And I would just like to say I'm loving the coverage you're giving to lower brass in your songs that you're composing at the moment on your phones. The trombone is a fantastic instrument, and I'm happy each time it features on your songs, especially the glissandos, comedy burr slides. One suggestion, maybe you could include a tuba as an alternative bass line in a further song you do. It would add a certain something, I think. Love you and the show. High five. Anna, off of Leeds. XXX.
And off of tubers. thank you very much, Anna. We're glad that you're enjoying the lower... Is it the lower brass on this show? And you know that we always aim to please with the brass on this show. You don't get brass anywhere else, as far as I'm aware. You really don't. There's a lot of it about on this show at the moment. Yeah.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L, love her voice, and the rest of you rapscallions, smiley.
Oh.
Just thought of something just a bit good for your little idea to boost the old ratings of the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
If the Archers can get away with making a few animal sounds and homemade squelching sounds, then maybe you should incorporate this into yours, smiley. Add a moo sound here and a closing door sound there should do the trick, smiley. Even if it doesn't, then I'm still won over by you lot, winking smiley. Oh, and BTW, I've only gone and got myself an R. Kelly ringtone, so every time I get a call, you just hear, spatula! Ruffle, smiley. Love it if the actual PR4L crams that one in, meh. Anyway, thanks guys. Hope my little email has brightened your day. From Dale Cassidy, off of Llandudno, near to the one and only Bangor.
So what we should do on our podcast is just have a bit more of this, like they do on the Archers. And watch the ratings fly. Oh, I like it.
Why did I've never heard that in the Archers. Have you ever heard anyone fart in the Archers?
No, absolutely not.
I can't say that I've listened to every episode, but I can't believe it's the sort of thing they do on there.
Yeah.
Anyway. I love the PR4L going, actually singing spatula.
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 I love it. Woo! Anything else you want to say to us? Let us know. Right, so we need to put animal noises on the podcast and then more people will download it. Good. Noted. You see, that's the kind of thing we need to know from you. It's good feedback. Anything else you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So earlier on, we were talking about this, we discovered that my mate Chris had been having an email conversation with a girl called Rimmer from Armenia. And she's been saying that she's very trustworthy and never lies. And it's blatantly a scam. You should never reply to these things. But Chris has been. You did reply, didn't you?
Yeah, why not?
S Club 7 once sang a song called Two in a Million. Have you heard it? It reminds me of you.
So that was Chris's reply, well, several other versions. We've had these voiced up by the Posh Radio 4 man and the Posh Radio 4 lady. So Rimmer is now the PR4L and the part of Chris is played by the Posh Radio 4 man. This was Rimmer's reply.
Hello, my dear and beloved.
Why are you putting that face?
It's a bit weird. She feels that she can call you dear and beloved now. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, but that might just be a sort of custom in her country, mightn't it?
Thank you very much for your kind words to me. You are a very dear person to me. You cannot even imagine how glad I am that our hearts have found each other.
Oh, my God.
My thoughts about only you and our future life together. I will give you all my harat.
Oh, I wasn't sure what she meant by that.
What's all my harat?
Heart. Is it a typo?
Oh, sorry, it's a typo.
Did you think Armenian currency?
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was like, you can have all my harat, my darling.
I was like, this can't be a scam if she's offering me her money.
No, it's just a typo of heart.
I think it's a typo of heart, yeah.
Right.
I want to be with you. I love you.
No! Yeah. This is scary.
It did progress quite quickly, this, didn't it?
My dear, today I decided to visit the tourism company in order to learn about our meeting.
Eh? At what point have you invited her over?
I didn't, but I've got to admit, I got slightly worried at that point. Because
she's just said that she loves you, and yeah. She's now coming over.
She's on her way.
I asked the manager of the company and described the situation. I found out what documents do I need to be able to fly out to you.
Oh, no, she's going to turn up.
I love is that she's gone into the travel agents and gone, hi, I've sent two emails to this guy in England. He sent me back saying that he really likes S Club 7 and I'm his two in a million or whatever. Number one. I'm going to marry him. I love him.
I was a little bit worried at this point for obvious reasons.
Manager reported that for the flight to you, I need a passport, tourist visa, insurance and medical examination.
Now, why would you need a medical examination?
No, it's clearly still a girl in Armenia.
But you travel quite a bit. What does that mean? Oh, right. Oh, dear.
The most important thing for me at this stage is to make passport and visa. The cost of the passport is €170. The visa is €220.
Oh, it's just getting expensive, isn't it?
Is that the normal cost for a visa?
I don't know.
Might be cheaper for you to go and see her. If you've already got a passport,
you could
save on the cost.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because I know you'll do this to try and be funny. You'll book the flights and everything.
Me?
Seriously, don't. Becky, tell him no.
The medical insurance is €75.
It's racking up, isn't it?
I think she's gone for an annual trip policy.
The compulsory accident insurance is €55.
Oh, God.
When I learned that I need €520, I wanted to cry. All my dreams about our meeting immediately destroyed. Because I do not have such money, my love.
Oh, funny that.
I badly want to be with you. Mm. You're my whole life. You're the air that I breathe every day. Now I sit and my eyes are filled with tears. I got only one hope, that you will help, my love.
Oh, yeah. Not an ideal situation, is it?
No. I can understand why you've, you know, told me about this.
You are ready to help in our meeting, this sum of money. Please answer me as soon as possible. Million kisses for you. Your favourite, Rimmer.
Your favourite.
But your girlfriend would have something to say about that.
Imagine if your girlfriend answered the door and she's there.
To be fair, though, Chris, it is more likely to be your mum, isn't it?
I'll be quiet. For God's sake.
And he's still got his Watford football duvet.
You know he's got the Watford duvet on. That's absolutely fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So you're going to send her the money or what, Chris?
I actually haven't got the money, so... Right, it's nice doing all this over email, but I don't particularly want her here.
I would offer to pay. In fact, I'm offering to pay.
I would go halves just to get her over and to see Chris's face.
Yeah.
Should we go
halves?
Do
you know what? If it was genuine, it's not because it's a blimmin' scam, but if it was genuine, then I would definitely give her the money so that she turned up.
Everybody at home as well, this is blatantly a scam, all right? If you get emails like this, don't reply.
Do you know what? I bet people listening now have all Rimmer's been onto them as well.
Yeah.
I bet you there's at least one or two who Rimmer... You know, if you're saying that she's casting her net wide, like just trying to get as many guys as
I think we're about to find out how wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't reply to these. It is a scam, Chris.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it's a scam. And everybody listening out there, don't reply to emails like this. However, what I'd like you to do now is email her back.
Right.
Ask for her address and tell her that you're getting the next flight over. Okay. And we'll see what happens.
What if she says yes, what do I do?
It's a scam! Podcast. BBC Radio 1. Hi, I'm Scott Mills. This music makes me do this kind of voice, I don't really know why.
Jazz.
Gross. Okay, you know the Chris Moore Show at the moment? They're doing this Toby Lerone thing a lot.
Which started because on Radio 2, a lot of their newsreaders have names which are food, like
Ricky Salmon, I know him.
And Fenella Fudge.
Yep.
So Chris thought this was hilarious and is now, they created Toby Lerone.
Yep.
Like, you know, names like chocolate bars to see if anyone would believe them.
And trying to get it on as many radio stations as possible. And it has worked. Like, loads of people are saying Toby Lerone on air all over the country. So we've been calling up Matt Fincham this afternoon. Because let's face it, if your name is Toby Lerone, you're probably not going to be that pleased with this feature right now, are you? So we called Matt Fincham to complain on behalf of everyone out there called Toby Lerone. Because it's not fair on them. So it's annoying Matt Fincham. How many times could we call Matt Fincham to complain before he stopped answering his phone? If you can guess this at home, listening out there in Radio Land, I will give you 20, that's right, 20 Scott Mills points. What are you saying, Becky? How many times?
Well, I know that I did one of them, so I'm going to say, Chris did some as well. I don't know, 4?
You reckon 4 times before he stopped answering?
Yeah.
Okay, let me know what you think. 20 Scott Mills points if you get it right. Here's us complaining for Toby Lerones everywhere to Matt Fincham. Call number one.
Hello, Radio 1.
Whom am I speaking to, please?
My name's Matt. Who's that?
Matt, my name's Toby and I've got a complaint.
Yeah, go on.
I would just like to complain about you using my name on air.
OK. Well, what's your full name?
Toby Lerone.
Oh. OK. OK.
See, why is it funny?
No,
I just say my
funny.
Name and you laugh.
You've got to admit, it does sound a bit like a chocolate.
Which one?
Toblerone.
Nothing like it.
Well...
And now stop laughing at me.
I'm not laughing.
Good. Bye, Matt.
Okay, bye, Toby.
Okay, there's one call. Didn't think he was taking you seriously. Your name was Toby Lerone.
He really wasn't.
And here's call two.
Good afternoon, Radio 1.
I want to make a complaint, please.
Hang on. We have a...
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing.
Who am I speaking to here?
My name's Matt. I work...
Hello, Matt.
On...
Do you think you're a big man, Matt? Starting on people with names like Toby Lerone, do you? You don't think I've gone through my whole life having to deal with the prejudice that comes with a name like Toblerone, and you could sit there laughing at me?
Well, no, we're not laughing at you personally.
What are you going to do about it, Matt?
What do you want me to do, Mr. Lerone?
I don't know. Some kind of money. Give me money or...
Money. Bye, Toby.
Okay. Good one, Chris. Okay. Now, this is call three. What accent do you think we made my mate Chris do for number three?
American.
Well, yes.
Oh, please say American.
The accent that he really can't do. Here's call number three.
Good afternoon, Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1. It's Toby from Alabama.
Hello, Toby. How are you? Hang on. Let me preempt this. Have you got a complaint about the Chris Moyle show using your name in
vain? I've got one eeny little complaint for you.
Are you from Ireland, Toby?
Alabama!
Alabama, sure. Okay, right. Okay, is it... Go on, carry on with your complaint.
My name's Toby Lerone!
Sure.
How would you feel if, on top of this voice, you got labelled as a chocolate bar everywhere you went?
It'd be quite annoying, I imagine, with that voice and having that issue with your name, yeah.
I'm from Alabama,
baby! I'm sure you are, but do you know what? I really don't care at this point. Goodbye.
That was... Oh, he'd been practising that, hadn't he?
It went a bit Welsh and then a little bit Irish.
But do you know what
well?
I think he's learnt about accents is if you feel it's like dropping or you're slipping out of it, just say where you're from again.
Alabama! Also, Chris, I actually saw Chris make this call. What was the wavy hand thing you were doing? You were doing like a, yes, Alabama. Why was that?
Just trying to channel it.
Okay, good. If you said three calls before Matt Fincham stopped answering the phone and had to do some work and like had other better things to do, then give yourself 20. That's right, 20. Wow. Scott Mills points. You're well on the way to the spice rack, but not enough. Not even nearly enough for the speedboat. So congratulations.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, before, when we were doing Trapped in the Closet with R. Kelly, it was all about R. Kelly's crazy day. And it got very confusing. It involved everyone having an affair with each other. There was a cherry pie. There was an awful smell. There was a nosy neighbour with a spatula in her hand.
Spatula.
Thank you.
I got a hangover, been trapped in the closet, slept with who knows, threatened to kill a pastor. She says, what? Baby, this is no lie. He had a lover, turns out to be a gay guy. She says, damn.
That was on your ringtone for ages.
It was, up until yesterday, and then I finally had to get rid.
So there is another version of this going around, which is by Weird Al, and it's called Trapped at the Drive-Thru. And I think it might be a slight Mickey take of R. Kelly. But why you'd ever do that, I don't know, because obviously that hip-hop brew is brilliant, stylish and not funny at all.
And he's not known for parodies either, is he, Weird Al?
Really not, no. So here it is. Hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
7 o'clock in the evening, watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this Behind the Music with Lynyrd Skynyrd? And I say, I don't know, say it's getting late, what you wanna do for dinner? She says, I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry. I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She says, so what do you have in mind? I said, I don't know, what about you? She says, I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat. I said, that's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for. And she says, let me think, what's left in our refrigerator? I said, well, there's tuna, I know. She said, that went bad a week ago. I said, is the chili okay? She said, you finished that yesterday. I hopped up and said, I don't know, do you want to get something delivered? She's like, why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver. I'm like, no, I said delivered. She's like, I heard you say liver. I'm like, I should know what I said. She's like, whatever, I just don't want any liver. Well, I was gonna say something, but my cell phone started to ring. Now who could be calling me? Well, I checked my caller ID. It was just Cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, let it go to voicemail. I said, okay. Where were we? Oh, dinner, right. So what do you wanna do? She says, why don't you whip up something in the kitchen? Yeah, I said, why don't you? And then she says, baby, can't we just go out to dinner, please? I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, okay, where you wanna go? She says, how about the Ivy? Said, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food. She says, Olive Garden. I say, nah, I'm not in the mood. Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt. She says, just forget about it. I said, no, I swear I'm gonna take you out. Then I get an idea. I say, I know what we'll do. She says, what? I say, yes. She says, what? I say, we're going to the drive-thru. So we head out the front door, open the garage door. Then I open the car doors, and we get in those car doors. Put my key in the ignition, and then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seat belts as we pull out the driveway. Then we drive to the drive-thru, heading off to the drive-thru. We're approaching the drive-thru, getting close to the drive-thru. Almost there at the drive-thru. Now we're here at the drive-thru. Here in line at the drive-thru. Did I mention the drive-thru?
Wow, they're at the drive-thru. There is more of that if you want it.
Yes!
Oh, no! Oh, God. There are more parts.
Oh, go on.
Shall we? Monday, then, after six.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady, with the stuff you've been saying.
Dear Scott, Becky and the rest of the clan, I was in the McDonald's drive-thru with my brother, mum and dad the other week. My dad was in the driver's seat and wanted to order the second meal that was on the menu and was labelled 2. So he said, can I have a number 2, please? Me and my brother and mum found this hilarious, and we were laughing too much to even order our food. I thought this was a case of innuendo bingo in real life, and thought you might appreciate me sharing this with you. Love you, Emily, off of Leeds.
Nice one, Emily. Creating your own innuendo bingo in the comfort of your own car. I like that.
That is good.
I went through a coffee drive-thru the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. Like one of those big coffee chains has got drive-thrus now.
That's what I love about like Australia and America is like in America they have drive-thru banks.
Yeah.
And in Australia, even weirder, they have drive-thru bottle shops like
off-license. I saw that, yeah.
So you just drive in and then they give you your wine through your window and I'm like, I'm sure this doesn't...
I mean, should you be doing that? I'm actually driving right now.
Very strange.
I'm sure it's still illegal to just like open it up and then drive off, but...
Yeah.
I thought it's quite good that you can just drive through. I'd love to just drive through for everything.
Yeah. So, yeah, drive-through coffee in Cardiff. Whatever next? Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky and Chris, if you're there. Laughing smiley.
Yeah. All right.
I was just wondering if Scott and Becky were interested in hosting the Bradford School prom. Smiley. If not, we will accept Chris, because he's jobless. But that's only if the worst comes to the worst.
I'm busy, you?
When is it again?
Doesn't say when it is. Oh, that helps.
Last year, these really annoying people off of Pulse Radio did it, but it was really cringy because they told all these jokes which were worse than the ones off the back of penguins or Christmas crackers, so no one laughed. I think having your hilarious selves would make the whole thing so much better, laughing smiley. There are fireworks at the end, off of Katy Perry, and you would absolutely love it. Please give it a thought, smiley. Love you, Lara. XXX.
That's embarrassing now because I said I was busy and actually Lara didn't say at any point what date it was. So
you've changed. I'm more than happy to do it, but
I know that I am busy, though, so Chris. I'm just busy generally. So Chris,
I'll give it a go.
Bradford School Prom, yeah.
Lovely.
Okay, is it, he only does it as adult baby though. Is that okay?
Yeah, he will turn up with a giant dummy. also. Just a quick note, I'll read that last email. We're not actually that funny in real lives. So don't, like, if they do turn up and they're not hilarious,
yeah.
Don't expect them really to be any better than the people from Pulse Radio. Okay? Next.
Dear Scott. Subject, the power of Scott Mills is needed urgent. Scott Mills, I listen to your show every day. You and me, we are brothers. You're a funny guy, mate.
Yes, bro.
You know what? You just crack me up. Funny geezer, ain't ya? We partied a few times when I was in the club industry. Zane as well.
Who is this?
Did we?
He sounds amazing.
And what's he going to say next?
I need you to play a song for me. It's Mandy by Westlife. Sad smiley. I know, Scott Mills. I know. But her name is Mandy.
Right.
And she's a hairdresser in Cheltenham. Only you can help, Scott Mills. What can you do, brother? Sincerely, Matty. P.S. In case you are wondering, we are in fact not any form of blood relation, and I am aware of this.
Do you remember Matty from your heady clubbing days?
Cheers, bruv.
I think Matty should email back in with stories of the clubbing times, just so that we can jog your memory.
In Bristol... See, that could be any number of things.
And then that could be, like, the new Trapped in the Closet.
maybe not. Anyway.
Email in, back in, Matty, and we'll, you know, read them out on air.
Yeah, don't be too specific, Matt, all right?
If you could, that'd be brilliant, because he needs to give a lot of details so that it reminds you of who he is.
OK, good. So he wants Mandy, because this hairdresser that he likes is called Mandy, in Cheltenham. Do girls like this? Really? Westlife?
I bet she's really bored of it now as well.
I remember all my life.
The thing is...
raining down is cold.
The thing is, if you're called Mandy, you're going to be well bored of this song, aren't you?
Shadows of a man, a face through a window, crying in the night.
Hope this is all right for you, Matty, bruv.
Night goes into morning, just another day.
Everyone shout when they want it to stop.
Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes.
Stop. Oh, we haven't even got to Mandy. I should carry on.
A memory. I never realised how happy you made me. Oh, Mandy.
Okay, that'll do. Cheers. Hope that helps, bruv.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.